This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. For decades, the only serious math museum was in New Hyde Park, Long Island, a town you've probably never heard of. And then it closed in 2006, leaving no serious American math museum. And did we even need one to begin with? A guy named Glenn Whitney thinks so. Whitney is a former math professor turned hedge fund player, and he's just raised $23 million to bankroll a new one. The Museum of Math opened in New York City last month with the intention of making math vivid and interesting. We sent Studio 360's Henry Alford to find out if that's possible.
I'm not what you would call a math person. I don't balance my checkbook. I can't do my own taxes. And I've never known how long you can leave a garlic bagel in a bag of assorted bagels before the whole thing turns into a bag of garlic bagels. Math is supposed to bring order to the universe, but instead it just makes me really anxious. So I did my breathing exercises and went to New York City's new math museum. I was getting a tour from the directors, Glenn Whitney and Cindy Lawrence.
You're our target audience, because the math that you're scared about is not the math that's here.
Wait, there's more than one math?
The math that you don't like is one little area of math, whereas we're showing you a broad expanse. Math can be creative, it can be colorful, it can be engaging, it can be fun.
And do you guys see the museum's competition as being more like the medieval torture museum in Amsterdam, or do you see it more like a snake farm?
It's not our intent to teach 7-year-olds the calculus of variations. We're trying to change perceptions about mathematics. We just want them to think math is cool.
Well, we're actually walking around one of our centerpiece exhibits here as we go down the spiral staircase.
We stopped first at an exhibit called Tracks of Galileo, two adjustable metal tracks, each with a tiny car on it.
So over 300 years ago, Galileo asked the question, if I wanted to have a car ride on a track between one fixed point and another, what shape should that track be so that the car would take the least amount of time just under the influence of gravity?
Most of us tend to think of the fastest distance between two points must be a straight line. It is the shortest distance, but in this case, it's not the fastest distance.
So let's give it a whirl.
A 3-year-old girl and her mother were looking at the exhibit.
Do you want to race me? I'll do one side and you do the other, and we'll see who wins. Yes? Okay, fun. What's your name?
Mirabelle.
Mirabelle. So I'm going to go for like a big loop-de-loo. Mirabelle is going for a big opening ramp and then a couple of gentle undulations. It's fairly classical, her approach. I'm not sensing a lot of out-of-the-box thinking. Oh, the mother is helping, though. Mirabelle has help.
Let's go. Let's beat this guy.
All right, everything in place?
Good luck, kid.
All right, here we go.
Whoa! Alford for the win!
Oh, my God.
Alford for the win! No, my dear. I don't think you did.
Let's do it again.
You want to do it again?
Having bolstered my confidence at a 3-year-old's expense, I felt relaxed enough to open up to Glenn.
So here's my big math problem in my daily life is that I buy a salmon fillet that's shaped like Massachusetts, and I've got to know where to cut it in half to get two even pieces.
Once again, there's a theorem which says that any angle you put your knife at, if you slide it back and forth away from you, there's one location where we'll cut that piece of salmon into two identically sized pieces.
Yeah, and so how do I find that spot, Glenn?
Well, the theorem didn't say that there was a way to find it. It just said that it existed.
And there's a classic math answer for you. I always think that math is going to have solid answers for me because it's numbers. But then instead, when math gets all abstract, I'm trapped inside this mass of uncertainty and I can't get away or breathe. It's like a fart in a spacesuit.
If you want to look at Math Square, it's playing a new game now.
So here's a huge part of the floor downstairs called the Math Square. It's probably 12 feet by 12 feet. Please tell me this is the dance floor.
Well, you can dance on this floor, but you can also step onto it with us and let's see what happens.
Ooh. Night fever. Do-do-do-do-do. So a big pink spot lights up where you stand, and then a line draws to who's ever standing closest to you. It's sort of like Twister, but with artificial intelligence.
So it's actually like a jumbotron in the ground, and your feet are touching the touchscreen. So it's recognizing you based on your feet. And what we're showing here is the shortest path to connect all of us that are standing on the square right now.
I wonder, as I'm sure many children will, what's going to happen when I get on all fours.
Glenn has done it already.
There goes Glenn. Glenn, into the crab walk. Show us the crab. Oh, baby. I'm going to do it too. This is as much fun as I've had all week. This is very weird and fun. I think this game with the lights off and a little vodka, then you're talking.
Should we head to Human Tree?
We looked at an exhibit called Human Tree. A wall projected an image of you, and when you moved, it multiplied into tens of duplicate images or fractals.
Oh, look at that. That's beautiful. It looks like a kaleidoscope. What part of my ordinary life am I encountering fractals?
Well, we call it Human Tree. I mean, that's not a coincidence. If I took a very large tree and I cut off a huge branch and I stuck that branch straight down into the ground, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between that and the whole original tree. It wouldn't look exactly the same, but it would look like an ordinary tree to you.
Some days when I feel really bottled up, I feel like I'm one of those Russian matryoshka dolls. Am I getting too personal here?
No, but that's exactly the same principle, right? We're repeating a similar structure on smaller and smaller scales. And that happens with the shape of a coastline. If you look on a large scale map, you see one curve. But as you zoom in closer and closer, you're constantly seeing new, smaller bays and islands and so on. The same type of structure is repeated on many, many scales. That's a theme that goes throughout nature. You see it occurring in the patterns in the stock market. It happens all over the place.
When I shimmy my hips, everything else ripples.
You got it. You're a natural mathematician.
For Studio 360, I'm Henry Alford.
I want to see that booty do math. Addition, subtraction, let me see them fractions. I want to see that booty do math. Won't you subdivide them, multiply and times them. I want to see that booty do math. I want to see that booty do, booty do. I want to see that booty do.
You can visit the Museum of Math 7 days a week in New York, and you can see pictures of the museum at our website, studio360.org.
I want to see that booty do math. Addition, subtraction, let me see them.